Staff at Loyalist Township wrapped up over 4 years of planning this week with the approval of the Amherst View West Secondary Plan. The plan acts as a framework to guide future growth and development in the area up until 2046. Work on the project dates back to December 2020, when Council approved the contract with WSP Canada to prepare the plan. Since the project officially launched in 2021, a number of background studies have been completed and amendments have been made. Public engagement opportunities were provided throughout the process, and the final proposed plan is now available to the public. The plan focuses on the urban settlement area of Amherst View, bounded by Taylor Kidd Boulevard to the north, County Road 6 to the west, and Bath Road to the south. According to staff, consultation also took place with the following Indigenous communities: Alderville First Nations, Curve Island First Nations, Hiawatha First Nations, Métis Nation of Ontario, Mississauga of Scugog Island First Nations, and Mohawks of the Bay of Quinte. Mayor Jim Hagedorn noted just how long this project has been going on.
I remember when this started, and then suddenly everything was virtual. Everything changed, but this still continued. And then we were able to come back and complete it in person, which is great.
Project manager with WSP, Nadia DeSanti, explains the engagement program with the community and notes what it entailed.
Over the last 4 years, we've had online, in-person, and hybrid meetings with the community, and we've had a very robust engagement program with the community at large, as well as the Indigenous communities. In terms of what that involved, we had the draft secondary plan presented to the community twice. First one was at a public open house last summer, and then at the statutory meeting in December. And then we also had a community workshop. We've had a couple of meetings with the Indigenous communities that have been engaged and kept informed throughout the entire project.
Hagedorn thanked all that were involved and shared his opinion of the plan.
WSP did a lot of work on this. It was great. They worked well with staff. I also want to thank the public that gave input through the whole process. We had developers, we have property owners, we have just people that are very interested in this development, and they all stayed engaged. They provided information, suggestions, and it really made it so that at this point, it's the best possible document, I believe, and plan to go forward for the township.
DeSanti outlines the next steps.
Following council adoption of the secondary plan, official plan amendment, zoning bylaw amendment, and urban design guidelines, there will be a notice of decision that's issued. Then there's a 20-day appeal period from the date of that notice of decision. Following council adoption as well, the municipal class environmental assessment and notice of completion will be issued. So the environmental study report, the ESR, will be finalized, and it, with the notice of completion, will be available for a 30-day public review. And once that 20-day and 30-day public review process have ended, we're all done.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.